We continue to follow the developing story out of Egypt, where yesterday violence erupted amid what had been peaceful demonstrations. Well, NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Cairo, and he's on the line there now for us. Welcome, Corey.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Hi. So let me start by asking you about these reports. We're hearing a lot of reports today of a crackdown on journalists. The White House weighed in today, called for, quote, the systematic targeting of journalists to stop. What have you seen there? Have you been targeted at all, Corey?
Well, as a matter of fact, our own Lourdes Garcia Navarro was a victim of an attack, or at least a group of journalists that she was with were attacked by thugs. They were not in the area of Tahrir Square. In fact, they were on a street in another part of Cairo conducting an interview, and they were attacked by this group. I'm happy to say that Lourdes and the other journalists with her were not hurt, but unfortunately the driver was fairly severely beaten. They were basically rescued by an army unit that was standing nearby, but then they were held by the army unit, presumably for their own safety, for several hours before they were allowed to get into a nearby hotel. So, and we're hearing reports throughout the city of attacks on journalists. CNN and Al Jazeera have reported that their journalists were attacked. There's also apparently there's a rumor, at least, that government security men are searching journalists' hotel rooms and confiscating gear. We haven't been able to confirm that.
Corey, do you have any sense? Are you able to determine who these thugs are or why they have decided to apparently target journalists at this point?
Well, the demonstrators in Tahrir Square yesterday actually seized a couple of men that they said were plainclothes policemen, and they displayed ID cards that said that these guys were members of the police. As a matter of fact, I saw knots of demonstrators surrounding these guys and hustling them over to the army units where they were turned over. So they're claiming that there are outside agitators trying to infiltrate the demonstration who are government government security men. And as a matter of fact, there are signs of organization among the pro-Mubarak demonstrators that suggest that it's more than just a spontaneous demonstration. Right now, I'm standing on a balcony, a hotel room near the square, and I'm looking at a checkpoint that's been set up by pro-Mubarak supporters. Throughout the day, I've watched as literally hundreds and hundreds of men filed through this checkpoint, displayed IDs of some sort or other, and went on into an area which is a street that leads right into the square. Now that I'm looking, I see probably 40 or 50 men, all of whom are wearing matching white baseball caps. You know, so there is an element of organization here that seems more than a spontaneous outpouring.
Mm. And what are you able to actually see on the streets today in terms of violence or movement, signs of any normalcy returning to the city?
We haven't seen an awful lot of direct violence here, certainly nothing on the order of the absolute fury that was going on last night. It was incredibly intense last night. Today we've had scattered outbursts of gunfire from time to time. We've had some rock throwing skirmishes that took place on the outskirts of the square. Some petrol bombs were thrown, but it's been actually comparatively mild compared to what it was the other day. There is a fear that tomorrow, being Friday and the start of the Islamic weekend, that there will be a renewal of violence.
What about one of the big question marks over all of this has been what role the army may ultimately play. Were they able to step in and protect the protesters? Did you see any signs of how their role may be shaping up?
You know, I wouldn't call it protecting the protesters, because what they've done in these various streets surrounding the square is to set up checkpoints that created a space between the demonstrators on both sides. They did that to some extent yesterday, but they were absolutely ineffectual, and they really did nothing serious to intervene in the fighting that took place. Now they've deployed more units, and I'm I can see right now a tank sitting at one end of the street. But it seems to me that it's very little, especially compared to the kind of fighting we saw yesterday. I don't know if the Army has the will or the means to prevent widespread violence.
All right, Corey, thanks so much and stay safe. That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Cairo. Coming up, we'll be talking in praise of snail mail. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Stay with us. It's NPR News.